Okay, Shalom Uvracha to everybody. Welcome back to our Thursday morning shiur at the Young Israel of Woodmere. If you just came in, there's a handout at the corner of the bima. Please take one, or please sit next to somebody who has one. If you do not have one, it's Erev Chanukah, Chaf Dalet Kislev, Tavshin Pei Dalet. I just want to point out that today is the yahrzeit of the great Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, Zecher Tzadivit Kodesh Levracha, Schusa Yagen Aleinu, one of our gedolim, hard to describe, impossible to describe such an Adam Gadol, but today's Yurtev of Aaron Leib Steinman. And of course, tonight we light the first Hanukkah candles. I saw a meme, actually, it originally came from Rabbi Reuven Targan. It was forwarded. It was in Ivrit, and it said, how could it be Hanukkah if it's still Simchas Torah? I want to begin by quoting an article that I just saw yesterday morning. I will tell you when you need the handouts, not yet. That I just saw yesterday morning online on Arut Sheva, an interview with Dr. Yechiel Leiter. Yechiel Leiter is an old friend, an associate of my father. I remember him very, very well from when him and my father had much connection. He was at my brother's bar mitzvah. He spoke at my brother's bar mitzvah, actually. Yechiel's son, Moshe Yedidya Leiter, fell in battle in the Gaza Strip about a month ago. He was 39 years old. He had 6 children. The youngest was not even a year. At the age of 33, Moshe Yedidya Leiter went back to medical school, and he fell in Gaza about a month ago. Hashem Yinkom Damo. So his father, Yechiel Leiter, along with another bereaved father, Hashem Yerachim Aleinu, Daddy Simchi, joined together, and they wrote a special, they penned a letter. I just saw this yesterday morning. The letter is called, it's calling on Am Yisrael to unite. Speaking to Israel National News, Arut Sheva, Yechiel Leiter said, the past few days have seen a deterioration of the civil spine that has supported this war. There are people in all strata of society, particularly in the media, once again tearing each other apart with the worst kind of language. This is intolerable at a time when our sons and daughters are giving their lives for us, for the state of Israel, for our future. Daddy, the other bereaved father who Yechiel got together with, Daddy and myself decided it's time to do something. 80% of our people are basically in agreement on most of the issues. And what we're not in agreement on, we can find the modus operandi to argue. It is possible to argue. It is possible to live an ideological life. I'm a person who has lived with ideology all my life. I don't suggest giving up on ideology, but there is a way to argue with someone who has a different ideology. And we have to create now, during this time period, and after, and what we're going to do after the war ends, how we will be able to engage in civil discourse, not the kind of derisive language we have seen over the past year. We need to stop it now. Yechiel said we had a strong sense of unity for the first month and a half of the war, but now we have started to see a deterioration. My son Moshe was an example of how to bridge gaps in society. He was a perfect example of how we can live together, work together, and fight together. If our sons can fight now in Gaza together, can't we, the parents, hold the line? Can't we learn to get along? Why are we starting to tug at each other again? Who's interested in political intrigue and personal interest? Nobody's interested anymore. We need to rethink civil discourse. However, Yechiel cautioned and he said, everyone has to look at themselves. You know, the tendency in an argument is to always say what the other side needs to do. If only the other side would do X, Y, and Z, we say. It doesn't start that way. That's not how we have civil discourse. Everyone has to ask themselves, what can I do? Perfect example of this, he says, a perfect example of this is in a radio interview this morning with Elazar Stern, who comes from the center left. He had an opportunity when asked a question to express with derisive language, and he said, I'm not going to attack the opportunity. He understood. He chose to be understanding. He's an example of how it can be done. I think there are others. They have to step up to the plate. We have to say, I'm going to be the first one not to pour more kerosene on the fire. We light candles on Hanukkah. Fire can incinerate and fire can illuminate. We must incinerate our enemies, Hamas. We must illuminate our friends and our family. I'm very, very proud to be the father of Moshe Yedidya Leiter, and I know what he would have wanted me to do. So I'm going to take my personal grieving, bereavement, my pain, and channel it in a constructive fashion to add, to build, to construct the kind of unity we need to move forward in this war as well as after the war. And this week, Sedra, we don't meet Yosef. We really meet Yosef when he's born in Parak Lamed in Vayetze. There's some references to him in Vayishlach when they're going to meet Esav, him and Rachel. But his story really begins in Parak Lamed Zion, and we begin to journey with Yosef here, and we stay with him through Parak Nun when he dies at the age of 110. And Yosef's story begins with tremendous descent, disunity, hatred, jealousy, and lack of peace between brothers. Those are all the words that the Chumash uses, not me. Vayisnu oso achav, vayasifu otsno oso achalamasav al dvarav, vayikanubo, lo yachu dabu l'shalom. Whatever happened, the bottom line is that the brothers and Yosef have tremendous disunity. He sees them doing things he doesn't understand. He thinks Avram min Achai, Arayos, Mizalzlim b'nei Shvachos, Vayava Yosef Estibasim Ral Aviyam. There's dissent, there's discord. And they don't get along, to put it mildly. And one day his brothers are out pasturing their flocks, and father sends Joseph to see how the brothers are doing. And the Lashon of the Chumash is very, very telling. And father calls Yosef, and he says, come, I will send you. Vayomer lo hineini. And Rashi says he is Rizos for the mitzvah. And Vayomer lo, Yaakov says to Yosef, or in Perek Lamed Zayin, Leichna re'e et shlom achecha ve'et shlom hatzon. He doesn't just send him to find the brothers. Yaakov specifically says, go seek peace. Now, we're not talking about, at this point in the biblical narrative, Yaakov struggles with the external enemies like Esav and Lavan and the Sarshal Esav. We're now talking about the internal discord that tears apart a family and tears apart Am Yisrael, that ultimately leads to Galus. And his father says to him, Leichna, please go, re'e et shlom achecha, ve'et shlom hatzon, v'hashiveni davar. Please go seek peace with your brothers. Go see if everything is okay. Can you find peace? Even v'hashiveni davar can be a play on words. You spoke lashon hara, v'yava Yosef esti basam ralabim, v'hashiveni davar, do teshuvah with your words. How can we seek peace? By repentance, through words. And he sends him, and the Malach Gavriel, the Malach of Jewish destiny, finds Yosef. He's going on the way. There's no Google Maps. There's no Waze. There's no satellite. And he can't find his way. He's lost. And this man says to him, what do you seek? Vayomer, es achai, anochi mevakish. Says, I am seeking out brotherhood. I'm seeking out nationhood. I'm seeking out unity, and people will treat me like brothers. Hagidonali efohem roim. Can you please tell me where they are? The man says, they left from here. I heard them saying they're going to Dasan, and Yosef finds them in Dasan. Vayirosa merachok. He is seeking shlom achecha ve'shlom atzon v'ashiveni davar. He is seeking asachaya nochi bevakesh. And they have totally different intentions. Vayir also meirachok doesn't just mean geographically. that he is a distance away from them. They feel very distant and very far. And even before he can come close, they already plot to kill him. Behold, here comes the master of dreams. Let's kill him. We'll throw him into the pit. We'll say a wild animal ate him. Reuven tries to save him. Doesn't go over so well. Yehuda says, why should we kill him? Into the pit. Eventually, he's sold. The brothers sit down and have a meal. Reuven goes back to the pit and he tears Kriya. What am I going to do? They send a torn, bloodied Ksonas possum home to father. Do you know whose Ksonas possum this is? Ksonas bin Chahimla? Vayakumu kol banav v'chol benosav l'nachamu vayima ein lihisnachim. And Yaakov says, I will go down to the grave in mourning over my son. A wild animal devoured Joseph. And now all his sons and all his daughters rise up to comfort him. Vayima'ein lehisnachem. He refuses to be comforted. Vayomer ki ered al bini avol sheola. He refuses to be comforted. Perhaps because how could he be possibly comforted over disunity and fighting, quarrel and machlokas amongst his children. They went, he sent him to see Shlom Achachal, va'ez Shlom Hatzon. He says, Esachai Anochi Mivakesh, v'hashiveni davar. Introspect, do teshuva with your words. Yechiel said, the tendency is to say, what could this person do, X, Y, and Z? We all need to say, what could I do? But there can be no nechama, there can be no moving on. He refuses to be comforted as long as his children are in a state of dissent, in a state of quarrel, and in a state of strife. The first source on your handout is a transcript. Some of you may have seen it. Yossi Hershkovitz, Hashem Yinkom Damo, was a principal. He was also a reservist. He was in his early 40s. He had 5 children, I think. So a beautiful picture of him and his wife with their children. And shortly before he was killed, he produced. He took a selfie video and he sent out the selfie. There was a lot of wind noise and it was in quick Israeli Ivrit. So you could see the footnote says, my thanks to Rabbi Dov Kidron of Jerusalem for transcribing the video for me. And it was hard, even my husband, we couldn't get all the words. So this is the transcript of Yossi Hershkovitz, Hashem Yinkom Damo, he was 43 years old, of his remarks, his bakasha to Klal Yisrael. And he wrote Sela Vakesh Bakasha, it's the top of page 1. I want to ask you all a request. Zet kufa lo kala. We are in a very difficult period. And I want to please ask from all of you here, davar rishon v'hachi chashuv li. The first thing, and it's the most important to me, lo lahagid loshan hara al Yisrael. Don't talk negative about another Jew. Shum davar, nothing. Al tegidu mila ra'a. Don't speak any bad word about Klal Yisrael. Lo lachazor al ma shehaya lefanai. We can't go back to the disunity that we had the past few years before this war. Klum. Lo lachzor amal shayu lefanai klum. Ein smolani, ein yimini, ein charedi, ein klum. There's no left wing, there's no right wing, there's no charedi, there's no chiloni, there's nothing. Yesh Yehudim. There are Jews. Hachamasnikim hanatzim lo hifridu. Hamas, Yimach Shemam, like the Nazis, do not distinguish, do not separate between us. Lo inyanyenu tam b'ma b'charta. They do not care what path in life you have chosen. Uma tachoshev. And what's your theology and philosophical leanings? Political leanings. Zachashbon and nefesh, or kozman sarich l'sim lanu barosh. This is an accounting of the soul. You must all the time have in mind. Lo lahagid lashon hara. Not to speak negative about others. The first thing we know about Joseph and the brothers is vayava Yosef as the basam ra'al avihan. Bitzkufa a'o. And then he talks about Tanakh and the tzkuchav achav, even though he was a wicked king. the Israelites were victorious in battle because they did not speak Lashon Hara one over another. And we must strengthen ourselves, he says in this. Paul in the army. Here in the army, if anyone starts to talk about this, lo not nimlo. No one allows him to speak about this. Kulam mashtikim oto. Everyone right away silences him. Anachnu lo midabrim azeh. We do not speak about differences and distinction. Kama anachnu tovim. Look how good we are. Anachnu bacharnu batov. Look how much good Am Yisrael chooses. Tirbu batov. Titnu tzedakah. Titpalalu. You must focus on the good, not focus on what divides us. Increase good in the world. Give charity. Pray. Hatfilot shelanu lo hochot v'lo chozrot la'aretz. Our prayers do not go up and come back down to earth without being answered. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yashivo tan reikam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not return our prayers back empty. Hein mit vas fot l'ma'ayonot hadima'ot shal kol ha'anashim ha'miskenim shenirtzachu. This was just a few days before he was killed. Our tears are gathered with the wellspring of tears of all the unfortunate souls who were murdered. Yesh kol kach herbe zichuyot achshav ba'am Yisrael. There are so many zichuyot now in Am Yisrael. Kol kach herbe giborim shenaflu u'masru atavsham. There are so many courageous warriors who fell, who gave their lives. Tiyu chazakim. He must be strong. U'be'ezrat Hashem anachnu nitra'eh b'karov. And with God's help, we will see very soon nitzachon ma'od ma'od gadol. We will see a very, very great victory. V'yishua ma'od ma'od gadola. We will see a tremendous salvation. Ohev ma'od et kulam. It's a sal. You can see it. Did anyone see the video? Do you know what I'm talking about? 2.5 minute video. Ohev ma'od et kulam. I love very much all of you. Et kulchem, all of you. Mitgaga, I miss you. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. It's really became his spiritual tzava, unbeknownst to him. And he says, the most important thing that I must tell you, and it's the first thing I have to tell you. We cannot speak bad about each other. Not one word. Nothing. We can't go back to what was before. There's no left, no right, no Haredi, no Chilolin. There's nothing. There's only Jews. The Hamasnikim and Nazim lo hifridu. The Hamasniks, like the Nazis, do not distinguish. They don't know the difference between the three, I'm going to use a term, Haredi Jews they murdered last week at the bus stop. Dayan Wasserman and Hashem Minkom Damo on the way to Dayanus in Ashdod, 73. Libby Dickman, 24, pregnant with her first child, her parents' only child. She was killed with her sitter in her hand. Her father went to identify her. She was davening at the bus stop. They don't distinguish between those Jewish victims and the not observant Jewish victims of October 7th. We're all the same. They pay no attention to what your hashkafa is and what your level of observance is. They don't care. Ein smolani, ein yemini, ein charedi, ein klum. The Pasuk tells us in Megillas Esther, Per Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel. So Haman and Achashverosh get together to plan this brilliant plot that they're going to kill all the Jews. They drink some, it says, V'amelech v'Haman yashvu l'shtos. After they come up with this plan, they drink some cognac. Do you know at the Wannsee conference when the Nazis, Yimach Shemo, applying the final solution? Drinks report. It's unbelievable how Tanakh is so prophetic of every time. So what was the edict? And they sent runners, they sent scrolls, letters in the hands of the runners to all the provinces of the king to to destroy, to kill, to wipe out kol ha-Yehudim. Minar v'adzokin, taf v'nafshim, b'yom echad, from youth to elderly, from babies to women, on one day, on the 13th of Adar, and their booty is for the taking. And the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah that the edict of Haman and Achashverosh accomplished more than all the Nevi'im and all the Nevi'os. The Nevi'im were sent to inspire us to repent. People didn't like to listen so much. They threw the scroll of Echa that Yirmiyahu prophesied into the fire because nobody wanted to hear that the Churba was going to come. They didn't want to hear about Teshuvah. They didn't want to hear about Vahashiveni Dover. We must repent for our words. But the ring of Achashverosh and transferring to Haman accomplished more. And the Nevi'im and the Nevi'os, say Chazal, because it succeeded in uniting us. Unfortunately, today we see also that sometimes what unites us is the signet, the transfer, a permission from one enemy to the next to come to destroy us. And therefore, in the very next parak, Vayigidu l'Mordechai, Yisdivrei Esther. It is reported to Mordechai what Esther says. I can't go to the king. I haven't been called for 30 days. He hasn't called me. Vayigidu l'Mordechai, Yisdivrei Esther. Vayomer Mordechai l'Hashiv el Esther. Al tidami b'nafsheich li'malei beit ha-melech mikol ha-Yehudim. Mikol ha-Yehudim. Do not think you can be silent and escape with your life to the palace of the king more than all the other Jews. Because if you persist in your silence at this time, deliverance and salvation will definitely come to the Jews from another place. And you and your father's house will be lost. And perhaps, Esther, your entire life is only for this very moment. The entire reason Kadosh Baruch Hu put you into this world is to save Am Yisrael. Atama Esther Lahashiva Mordechai. So Esther says, fine, I'll go on one condition. Haman wants to kill Eskol HaYehudim. Like I point out so often, and my own learning and my teaching, words in Tanakh are very significant. Phrases that are the same are not an accident. The Chavdal Sifrei Tanakh, the biblical canon, written, of course, with Ruach HaKodesh, the Chumash, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's words, the Nevi'im, the Ketuvim, every word is exact. Haman wants, Lahash Midar Gul Abed Eskol HaYehudim. So Esther says, I will only go if you succeed in gathering Lech Knos Eskol HaYehudim. If he wants to destroy all of us, Hamas nikim hanatsim lo hifridu, lo inyanenu tam b'ma b'charta, u'ma ata choshev. They don't care if you're at a music festival on Shabbos and Simchas Torah, and if you're at the bus stop davening, and your husband's in a vreich in the mirror. They don't care. So only if all the Jews come together as one, then I will go to the king. Words, phraseology, terminology in Tanakh are not accidental. He said, Lahash midlar gul abed et kol ha-Yehudim, and therefore Queen Esther says, Lech nos es kol ha-Yehudim. Hanimtzim b'shushan, b'tzumu alai. Everybody has to feel the travail of each other. Everybody should be fasting. Valtochu valtishtu shloshes yamim, laila v'yam. Don't eat, don't drink for 3 days, day and night. And me and my maidens will fast as well. And like this, I will come to the king. V'asher lo kedas, even though it's against the law, v'kasher avadati avadati. If I shall perish, I shall perish. V'yavar Mordechai v'yas k'choshit sivta alav Esther. Esther said, I'm going on one condition. I'm only going if everybody else joins along with me. I want to read an editor's commentary. This is the commentary, I don't know if the right word is commentary magazine, commentary journal, what, magazine? publication. Okay. This is November 2023. Editor's Commentary. Commentary Magazine. It's written by John Podhoretz, the editor of Commentary. It is Commentary is a Jewish right-wing, not religious, it's not Mishpacha Magazine, which I love. I'm not saying that in a bad way. If Mishpacha doesn't come, I call them, I say Mishpacha didn't come. I literally say to him on the phone, it's not a joke, it is a joke. I actually say, I cannot have Shabbos without Mishpacha. I tell them that if it didn't come. So when I say this isn't Mishpacha, I'm not saying anything negative. I'm stating a fact. It is a right-wing, conservative, Jewish, not religious publication. That's all I'm stating, fact. And it happened 2 weeks ago, Mishpacha didn't come on Thursday morning. I literally called, I'm like, my Mishpacha didn't come. I cannot have Shabbos without Mishpacha. Who knows what they think? She's like, well, would you like it to come tomorrow, or do you want to go buy one? We'll add a week to your subscription. I don't want to take chances. And by tomorrow, if it doesn't come, they're going to sell it in the store. So I said, I'll buy one. Please add a week to my subscription. All right. Anyway, this is from Commentary. It is called In Every Generation. In 1941, George Orwell noted, as I write, highly civilized human beings are flying overhead, trying to kill me. George Orwell wrote 1984, right? I read it a long time ago. In 1941, Orwell noted, as I write, highly civilized human beings are flying overhead trying to kill me. While as I write, in November 2023, highly uncivilized human beings are flying over and climbing under and running on foot and paragliding into the country of my sister and her children and her grandchildren and my people, trying to kill them. When I call the Jews of Israel my people, I am saying something very specific, something factual, not emotional. It's a fact, he says. I'm not a sentimentalist. I'm not a sentimentalist. This is a fact. I do not believe people are all brothers, and I do not believe all Jews are brothers. No one panic. I already gave you the background of Commentary. Just listen to the piece. I do not believe people are all brothers, and I do not believe all Jews are brothers. A Jew who ceases speaking the prayer for the state of Israel in his synagogue because he doesn't like the politics of the people in charge is not my brother. A Jew who mocks other Jews whose deeply held beliefs restrict their diet and their clothing is also not my brother. A Jew who treats Judaism as though it is a piece of clothing to be donned and discarded at will, is not my brother. I am not a sentimentalist. I am saying something factual. The Jews of Israel are my people. This is not an emotional statement. I do not believe people are all brothers, and I do not believe all Jews are brothers. I'm repeating it, I know. A Jew who ceases speaking the prayer for the state of Israel in his synagogue because he doesn't like the politics of the people in charge of that state is not my brother. A Jew who mocks other Jews, whose deeply held beliefs restrict their diet and their clothing, is not my brother. A Jew who treats Judaism as though it is a piece of clothing to be donned and discarded at will is not my brother. Having said all that, had we lived 80 years ago under different circumstances, these people who are not my brothers would have all been in the cattle car with me on our way to a chamber where we would have been gassed with Zyklon B. 50 years ago, had we had but the athletic skill, these people who are not my brothers and I would have been taken hostage in Munich and slaughtered. Today, as I write, brother or not, we could have all been murdered in our beds, burned in our cars, beheaded and kidnapped. And all for the same reason, every time throughout history. These are my people, to some degree, because so many others, civilized, barbaric, and every shade in between, see us as the same. and want to see us, our parents, our sibling, and our children dead. But that is not what defines my people for me. In secular terms, much of what I believe on this score is what Orwell believed about the English people he defended. Above all, it is your civilization. It is you. However much you hate it or laugh at it, whether it is good or evil, it is yours. You belong to it. And this side the grave you will never get away from, the marks it has given you. Whatever we think, it is us. It is our civilization. We were born into this, Baruch Hashem, Shalosh Sani Goy. It belongs to you. I understand this is not a Torah perspective, but I think it is an extremely powerful piece. And it goes beyond the secular. Israelis are coming together as never before, and will be fighting this war with clarifying determination. Because the Jews have ingathered again, and as Golda Meir said, we have nowhere else to go. Jews are here. Jews are still here. And Jews will still be here. Because these people who do not want us to be here will go the way of all flesh, while our ancient people remain, survive, and thrive. On Passover, we say, in every generation, they rise to destroy us. And we continue, and the Holy One, blessed be He, saves us from their hand. The first enemy of the newly constituted nation of Israel was Amalek. Exodus 17:8, B'Shalach, provides the first account of the defeat of the enemy of the Jews, and is the direct result of Moses' discovery. If he held up his hand and kept it up, that's why Hur and Aaron needed to stand next to him to hold up his hands. No matter what, and no matter how long it may take, the tide of battle would turn in their favor. As Moses' hands were raised then, the hand of Israel is raised now. Very, very powerful. Very powerful. In Parshas Vayishlach, which is last week's Parsha, last week's Sedra, Yaakov is on his way home after 20 years with Laban. And the night before, he meets Esav, Harasha, he meets the Sahershal Esav. And the Sahershal Esav is locked with him in mortal combat at Alos HaShachar. Shacheni ki Alos HaShachar, it's my turn to sing Shira, Lo Shalecha Kim Berachtani, Mashemecha. The Psukim tell us, it's top of your handout, page 2. Vayakam b'laylohu, Yaakov gets up that night. Vayikach eshtei nashav, eshtei shivchosav, es achalas ayiladav, Dina was in a box. Vayavar es mavar yabok. Yaakov gets up that night, and he takes his two wives, and his two shvachos, and his 11 sons. And he crosses, Binyamin's not born yet, Binyamin's born in Paraklamet, and he crosses them over the river Yabok. So they're all on the other side of the Mavor Yabok. And Yaakov went back for some Pachim Ktanim, connection to Hanukkah. Yaakov was left all alone. And he's left all alone, and this Ish, the Sahershal Esav, wrestles with him till the morning dawn. Vayarkilo, Yachalo, the angel sees he cannot overcome. He gives him a punch in the thigh, and his thigh socket is dislocated from fighting with him. The end of the parak tells us, it's on your hand, I'm at the top of page 2. Vayizrachlo Hashemesh, the sun shone for him. Kasher vas pnua vuhutzala yirecho, the sun rises. And he calls the place Piniel, because he says, I've seen Hashem face to face with Tinatzo Nafshi. Therefore, the Bnei Yisrael cannot eat the Gita Nesha until this very day, the sciatic nerves, it's usually translated as, because that socket of the thigh bone was dislocated in the battle. So to remember, we don't eat the Gita Nesha. Let's look at the Das Kei Mibalei Tosfos, middle of page 2. It's the Das Kei Mibalei Tosfos, Tabrashus Lamed Beis Lamed Gimel. Al Kein Lo Yachlu Bnei Yisrael. So we have a halacha here that we're not allowed to eat the gir hanesh on the animal. Probably in the shtetlach in Europe, the women also knew what the gir hanesh was in the animal. I don't know if there's anyone here who has ever seen or knows. I don't. But we, Baruch Hashem, today don't bring home meat and salted in our basement. I shouldn't say Baruch Hashem. Today we have conveniences, and I have no idea what actual part of the animal is, but something from the thigh of the animal, so we don't need it. Okay. We're talking hashkafa, not halacha. Al kein lo yachlu b'nei Yisrael. So why can't we eat the gid hanesha? So the Das King Baal Tosfos says, well, first of all, al kein l'zikaron anis. You should remember the miracle. Shenitzel Yaakov min ha-malach. Jacob was saved from the angel. Shelo naga ala b'kaf yirecha. What a miracle. He fought the whole night with the Sar Shal Esav, and all that happens is he punches him in the thigh. He could have taken him down. He could have killed him. That's pretty good for a whole night wrestling match. One punch. It's not bad. It's a miracle. The law here, hargu mishala adam shuchash b'rosho tamid, a belibo, a makabal of shalola cho'od min erosh, min alev kideshi yirulo fruah. Yaakov could have been killed. It was a big miracle. Ala b'kaf yirecho v'lo hargu. He didn't kill him. Mashal, I pronounced it wrong. Mashal, it's a mashal. It's a mashal of a person who, let's say, has a constant headache or a pain in his heart, and he takes upon himself, he won't eat those parts of the animal that it should be refuah. Davar acher, what I bolded for you. Remember this Das Kanim. Once you learn it, you can never forget it. I think. Bezrat Hashem. Davar acher. Al kein. What does it mean? Al kein lo yachlu b'nei Yisrael as hagid hanesha. Because of this, the children of Israel can't eat the gid hanesha. Davar acher. Al kein. Sha'asu b'nei Yisrael shelo kahogan. Shehinichu lalechet yechidi. V'lo asa lo levia. V'huzak al yadam b'gid hanesha. Lakach asaru la'am HaKadosh Baruch Hu gid hanesha. Kidei shu zihirin b'mitzvot levia misham v'eilech. V'lakach huzar Yaakov l'lavodas Yosef b'noku shoshalcha alachav. You know why this happened, says the Das Kanim Baal Tosfos? The B'nai Yisrael, the adult sons of Yaakov, meaning at that time, who was the B'nai Yisrael, the family of Jacob, they did not act appropriately. They left their father alone. And when a Jew is alone, he is the most vulnerable. When he does not have his band of brothers surrounding, standing with him, holding him up, connecting with him, that's when the enemy can come and attack. Sha'asu b'nei Yisrael shelo kehogan. The B'nai Yisrael acted inappropriately. Sheinichu l'lechas yechidi. They left him to go alone. V'lo'asu lo levia. They didn't accompany him on his mission. And therefore, through their hand, he was struck in the gid hanesha. Therefore, Kosh Baruch Hu made it asur. So we will always be careful with the mitzvah of levia. This doesn't mean levia. Levi just means to accompany, by the way. On Me'eves from Shana, the word Levi means to accompany. That's what the word means. There's a mitzvah to be Malava, your guest, after they leave. We call the ultimate Levaya the Levia, the ultimate Chesed Cha'emes. But that's not what the word means. It means to accompany. And therefore, from here and on, we should be Zahir with the mitzvah of Levia. And therefore, Yaakov was very careful to accompany Yosef. He's referring to Parshas Vayeshev. And he sends him to see how his brothers are faring. The Das Kanim is teaching us that the reason Yaakov was prone to attack was because he was alone. In Yaakov's case, he was physically alone. But we also have to understand that as Am Yisrael, we must come together in our battle against the Sar Shal Esav in every generation. We cannot be divided. We cannot have factions that stand alone. We must be together. Yossi Hershkovitz said, I have one request. It's the most important. Here in the army, if anyone tries to talk about differences, they shot him down. Yechiel Leiter said, I am very proud to be the father of Moshe Yedidya Leiter. And he taught us how we can live together, fight together, work together. We must learn not what does the other person need to do, what do I need to do. Re'e leichna, please go. Re'e et shlam achecha. Ve'es shlam hatzon v'hashiveni davar. Maybe this is the time to do teshuva with your words and seek peace of your brothers. Es achai anochi mevakesh. How telling that Yosef, like Yaakov, is left alone by his brothers. And because he's left alone, the Yishma'e, the Midjanim Sochim, pull him up from the pit and take him down to Egypt. At the end of the Chumash, in Parshas Vayechi, what we call Birkas Yaakov, Parak Memtes, Yaakov Avinu gives each of his children a bracha before he dies. And it's very powerful to know, what does he say? What does the Pasuk say? What does the Pasuk say that Yaakov says? Bereishis Parak Memtes Psukim Aleph through Beis. I'm in the middle of page 2 of your handout. Vayikra Yaakov al Banav. This is Yaakov's final, like he's on his deathbed. Before he dies, he gives his bracha, Birkas Yaakov. Before Moshe dies, was also bracha. He gives a bracha to all the Shvatim. How does Yaakov Avinu begin with his brachos? Vayikra Yaakov al Banav Lemor. Yaakov calls his children and he says, I bolded it for you. Hey Asfu. We must have one Asifa here. You know, these brothers were very different than each other. Levi and Shimon have a certain rage, anger, kana'us. Yisachar sins and establishes the calendar and teaches Torah. Zevulun goes out on the ships, on the trade routes. God wears the IDF uniform because he's the troop who goes ahead to conquer the enemy. I bet the levush of God was not the same as the businessman Zvulun, was not the same as the Rosh Kolo Yisachar, was not the same as Yehuda the Melech. I bet when they stood around the bedside of Yosef, I don't know, I wasn't there, but I imagine that they didn't really look like one cohesive family. You would look and say, wow, these are all of your kids, the same home? Yehuda's wearing like robes and a crown and a golden scepter. And Yisachar's wearing a black hat and a white shirt and black pants. And Zvulun's wearing business attire because he goes out to the office. And God is wearing a uniform. And Asher Shmeina Lachmo, he has olives and milk and fat of the land. So maybe he looks like a farmer. Don, I don't know how he dresses like a serpent. But Lameisa, you get the point. They're very different. And they're all going to stand together. Vayikra Yaakov al Banav Vayomer Hey Asfu. The first thing he said to them, there must be one Asifa here, where every kind of Jew could stand together. Then Va'agida Lachem Es Asher Yikra Eschem Ba'achris Hayamim. Only when you can all stand together with your own unique traits, your own unique levush, your own unique path of Avodas Hashem, then I could tell you what will happen in the end of days. And then he kavtsu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov, kvutza, asifa and kvutza, you must all be together. V'shimu al Yisrael v'icham, I am the father of all of you. But Yaakov's saying something much deeper. Rashi tells us there, it's not in your handout. But Rashi says, why did he gather them? B'kesh Yaakov l'galos es haketz. Yaakov wanted to reveal the end. V'nistalka mimenu v'hishchil l'varcham. He wanted to tell them when Mashiach will come. You know the only way when Mashiach will come? Hey, Asfu. When you're all together, then, V'agidu l'chem es asher yikra l'chem es achas hayamim. Then I could tell you when the kates, when the geula, ki archa lanu a Yeshua, the ain kates li'amei hara'ah. I was reading an article last night on Ynet News. A mother, her 22-year-old son was captured on October 7th at the Nova Music Festival. He's 22, and she says he takes daily medication. She explained, there was an interview with Ryan, she says he has colitis, and it's managed, it's an intestinal autoimmune disorder. She said he needs his daily medication. She says it's been 60 days. She says, it's such a serious condition. She said, I'm so worried about him being free, terrified, she said, but also his illness and his health. She was saying the Red Cross, can they get him his medicine? Yaakov Avinu says, hey, Asfu, you must come together. Then I could tell you when the Geula will come, because it is your unity that will bring the Geula. He kavtzu too, only when you are one kvutza, listening to the father of all of you, as different as you look, the one in the IDF uniform, the one in the business attire, the one who looks like Yisachar, the rabbi, the one who's sitting like a king at the table, then the farmer. It's so interesting. I noticed when I was preparing Shiar, look what Moshe Rabbeinu says at the end of his life, in Vizos HaBracha. It's on page 2. We're still on page 2. Right after Birkas Yaakov and Bereishis Mem Tes, it says Devarim 33. That's Perek Lamed Gimel. It's Vizos HaBracha. Vizos HaBracha Sher Berech Moshe Yisho Kim Espenei Yisrael Lefnei Moshe. And this is the blessing that Moses, the man of God, blessed Israel before his death. Torah Tzivu Lanu Moshe, Marasha Kilas Yaakov, Torah Tzivu Lanu Moshe. All of us were commanded together. Torah does not belong to one kind of Judaism. There's a beautiful medrash on that, which we're not going to go into right now. But then Moshe says, Vayehi b'Yishurud Melech. You know when Melech HaMashiach will rule over Israel? Yishurun is a name for Israel. What's the next word? The same thing Yaakov Avinu says. Vayehi b'Yishurun Melech. Yishurun is a name for Klal Yisrael. You know when the king will arise and rule over the ultimate king of all kings, Melech Machem Lachim? Behis Asaif. Roshei Am Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. The king will rule over Yishurun, king meaning Malchus based off it, and the ultimate Melech Machem Lachim. Only when Behis Asaif. It's mamish what Yaakov said. Hey Asfu. You want the Kates to come? You want Melech HaMashiach to be here? You want to see Geula? You want redemption? You must have one Asifa, one Kvutza. Moshe says the exact same thing. When will there be a king in Yeshurun? Behis Asif. Rosh Ha'am, when the heads of the nation can gather, Yachad. Shivtei Yisrael. I've said this over many times. The last pasuk on page two, is from Tehillim. Shir Hamalos, David, Himna, Tovu, Manaim, Shavas, Achim, Gam, Yachad. I've told this over many times. Before COVID, the fall before COVID, I was out on the West Coast at ULA, the YULA Girls High School Shabbaton. And one of the mechanchot gave a talk Friday night, a few minutes of our Torah. She is a daughter of Rav Meir Goldwecht. I have no idea if she's still at the school or not, because it was, well, 4 or 5 years ago. But one thing that she said, I've told this over so many times, so it's possible you heard me say it before. She said in the name of her father, Rav Meir Goldwecht, Shlita. Why is the pasuk say, Shir Hamal Sudavit Hini Matovu Menayim Shavas Achim Gam Yachad? I've told this many times. Some of you, at least some of you here should know it. I don't know from someone else, but I've said it so many times. A song of sense to David. Behold how good and how pleasant when brothers can dwell gam yachad. Why gam yachad? Just say, hini matovu menayim shavas achim yachad. It makes sense. Remember, we already said every word in Tanakh is pointed, is important, is necessary. Yachad, she said, in the name of her father, Shlita, stands for, it's an acronym. If you don't remember me saying it, write it down. Like the Das Kaim, don't forget this. Yesh Chelukei Deot. It stands for, there are differences of opinion. Zvulun Nochof Yamim Mishkan. I mean, the illustration's on the wall right here. So, what he wore out to the ships, definitely, I'm sure it did not resemble what Yisachar wore. Like, it's totally different. They didn't look like the farmer. They didn't look like the soldier. And they didn't look like the Malchus. Yesh Chelukei Deot. It is so good and pleasant when brothers sit together, even when, Yesh Chelukei Deot, Gam Yachad, even when there are Chelukei Deot, when we can sit together, This is good and pleasant. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. Vayehi b'shavuot melech. B'his asei for Hashem yachad shiftei Yisrael. Yachad shiftei Yisrael. I'm implying Rav Goldberg's, I'm darshaning Rav Goldberg's pshat on this pasuk of Tehillim to Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha on the end of his days. Vayehi b'shavuot melech. There will be a king over Yeshurun. B'his asei for Hashem. When the heads of the nation could gather together yachad. You understand that there are differences, there is distinction. Only then will we be zocha to the Mashiach. I wanted to quote an article that I don't have time to quote, unfortunately. By the way, I'm going 5 minutes over because we started 5 minutes over. Let me see, Rabbi Schachter answered. So let's see if we could have Shir upstairs next week. Is that the end? Okay, yes, of course. Okay, Baruch Hashem, listen. Next week, because it's Chanukah and davening is going to be longer, I don't want to have to start 10, 15 minutes late. So next week, Bazrat Hashem, I'm telling you now, if your friends usually come but aren't here, Shir will be in the upstairs base medrash. Okay, very good. Okay. So the turn to page 3. This is a photo of Gilad Nitzan, Hashem Yinkom Damo. Gilad Nitzan fell in battle. When I read the comments of his father, I had a chiddush I never thought of before. Something I never thought of before. I'm going to quote from the article. You can see his picture. Look at that. Kadosh B'Yisrael. Look at his smile. Look at his face. Last Friday night, the Nitzan family invited for Shabbat dinner. Soldiers posted to beef up security in the community of Shiloh in the Binyamin region. 15 minutes before Shabbat, Yaakov, the father of the family, saw a group of soldiers gathered outside the house. Why are they early? He asked himself. They were invited for the Friday night Seudah. Only when they entered did he realize these are soldiers no one ever wants to see. His son Gilad was serving in Gaza and his son-in-law was mobilized to the north. He opened the door and he said, "Who is it?" Gilad was the answer. He told the soldiers, "Leave my house. I want you, Hudit, to hear it together with me. We do everything together. We will do this together." Gilad Nitzan was 21 years old when he fell in the heart of Gaza City, a kilometer from Shifa Hospital. In the photos of Gilad, there isn't one in which he doesn't have a great big smile. "He was all heart. He loved everyone. He embraced everyone," said his father. "He was friends with everyone." After graduating high school and before being drafted into Givati, he studied at Kfar Tapuach Yeshiva. From there, he headed south on the morning of October 7th after news of the assault emerged. Last Tuesday, the Tuesday before he fell, the family went to visit him on the Gaza border, shortly before his unit entered the Gaza Strip. That was their last meeting. I'm skipping a lot in this article because of time, because I want to get to the point in this article that made me realize something I never realized before. When the reporter is there, this is an article from IsraelHayom.com, another person comes in and sits next to Yaakov Nitzan, the grieving father. He introduces himself as Gidon Bugala. He is the father of fallen soldier Adir Ishato Bugala, who is in the Golani Brigade, and was killed in the initial Hamas attack at the gate of Nachal Oz. Once he finished sitting Shiva for his son, Gidon Bugala goes from family to family, comforting those who have joined the circle of bereavement. Yaakov Nitzan said after embracing Bugala at length, quote, "We are all in a tub, T-U-B. We are all in a tub together. Before the war, we were all stuck on our side of the tub." We really bring our shiur full circle with how we started with Yossi Hershkovitz, Hashem Yikom Damo, and this bereaved father, Yaakov Nitzan. Before the war, we were all stuck on our side of the tub. The right wing or the left, the religious, the secular. And we said, "Don't touch me. I don't want anything to do with you," said Yaakov Nitzan. "Someone up there saw this and stirred us all together. What a blow. We took a blow. We are all one people." When I read this, it really gave me a ha'ara, Baruch Hashem. There's a kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, it's on your handout on page 3. Vayitzatzu v'tachti sahar. The Pasuk tells us at the time of Matan Torah that the Bnei Yisrael stood at the base or under the mountain. What does that mean? You stand around a mountain. Do you stand under a mountain? Amar Rav Avdimi Bar Chama Bar Chasa Melamed Shekofa Kosh Baruch Aleim Har Kigigis. So let's look at Rashi. What does it mean, Yatsu Tacha Sahar? This is Rashi to Gemara. We're in Peches Aleph. I'm going till 10:35 because of the time we started Shir. Tachti Sahar. Tacha Sahar Mamish. Rashi says, no, it's not an exaggerated language. They literally stood under the mountain. Tacha Sahar Mamish. And what happened? How did they stand under the mountain? How do you stand under a mountain? Hashem made a nes. He picked up the mountain. Kosh Baruch Hu held the mountain over them like a gigis. What's a gigis? So Rashi in the Gemara says, Kuval shematilin bal shechar. It's like a vat, V-A-T. It's somewhere where you store wine. It's a vat. If you're not familiar with this Gemara, it's usually translated as vat, V-A-T, or tab, T-U-B. Kosh Baruch Hu held the mountain over them like a tab. Va'amar lahamani said to them, Im atem mekabli mesatorah mutav, if you accept the Torah, good. Ve'im lav, and if you do not accept, sham take furoshem. There will be your burial place. I'm on page 3 of your handout. So the kasha on this Gemara is, if Hashem forced them to accept the Torah, then there was no bechira chafshis, and what happens to kosher dibur Hashem nasa v'nishma? So what's the big deal with accepting Torah? If God said, if you accept the Torah, good, and if you don't accept it, here's your burial place, then the big kasha on the Gemara, and there's many ways to answer, is it was by force. So what's the godless that Kaisha accepted the Torah from God if you force them to accept it? So perhaps this bereaved father, Rachmana Letzlan, Admasa Hashem Yerachim, after he embraced bereaved father Gidon Bigala, mourning their sons Adir Yishato Bugala, and Gilad Nitzan Hashem Nikom Damam. Yaakov Nitzan says, before the war, we were all stuck on our own side of the tub. Right wing, left wing, religious second. We said, don't touch you. Don't touch me. Someone up there saw this and stirred us together. We took a huge blow. What a blow. We're all one people. We learned we are all in the tub together. I think that's the answer to the Gemara. Kosh Baruch Hu did not force them to accept the Torah. But he was saying to them, Kofalem har kegigis. You should know you can only live a Torah life when you realize you are all under the same tub together. There's no outside the tub. Only when you come together with unity, and that's what Rashi tells us to Shemos 19:2. It's on your handout. Vayichan sham yisrael neged ha-har ki yish echad b'lev echad. Kofalem har kegigis was not forced. God is telling you a natural consequence of Matan Torah. You're all under the same vat. You're all in the same tub. Therefore, im atem mekabel matar mutav. If you understand it to accept the Torah, it means we're all in it together. Vayivasar Yaakov levado. The sons of Yaakov were at fault because they shouldn't have left their father alone. There should be no outlier. By the way, someone asked me a question in a different shir. I just want to clarify. A couple of weeks ago, she said she's really struggling with certain factions of Jews right now. I said, I'm not talking about those v'lamal shinim alsi sikva. They have a different halacha category, and we daven to Hashem to take care of what needs to be taken care of and to help all of Klal Yisrael. I'm talking about Jews who, I'm not talking about religious or secular, Jews who understand their Jews, behave like Jews, and understand we have one destiny, one fate, and we're in one nation. If you accept the Torah by realizing we're all in the vat together, mutav. V'im lav. It's not that God's saying, I was going to kill you. Sham. Wherever you go to, tehei kvuraschem. When you leave the tub, when you understand that you are no, when you believe, not understand, when you believe you're no longer together and you don't need to remain as one, Sham Tvei Kruascha. Maybe the Gemara is really a message of the unity of the time in Matan Torah. Kafa Aleihem. They were all in it together. Mutav. We're all in the tub together, said Yaakov Nitzan. Before the war, we were all on our own side. Hakadosh Baruch Hu saw and he stirred us all together. And if we're not together, then we have no life. I've quoted this also very often. When we are not one, bilvad, this alone, amad aleinu l'chaloseinu. When we are not one, this alone stands against us destroyed. Wait, I just thought of something. Shalom echad, when we're not one, bilvad, when we stand alone, amad aleinu l'chaloseinu. This stands against us to destroy us. That's Eima Banim Specha, Rav Teichal, Hashem Yikom Damo, who wrote his magnum opus hiding in an attic in Hungary. When we're not one, when we are alone, Amad Aleinu L'Chaloseinu, that disunity stands against us to destroy us. Yechiel Leiter said, we light the Hanukkah candles. There's a fire that illuminates and a fire that incinerates. And we light the candles, we daven, that the flame of incineration should be against our enemies, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, HaChamas Nikim HaNatzim Lohi Frenidu. And the fire that illuminates should illuminate Kol Beis Yisrael, all of us standing together around the bed of Yaakov, around the chair of leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu. And when we can all come together with a fire that illuminates Vayihi b'yishurud melech, b'his ha-seif roshi am yachad, shiftei Yisrael. Besuras tovos, elikdich, hanach sameach. Next week, the shir will be Be'ezor Hashem upstairs. Thank you so much.